Hi, and welcome to Glad Tidings. We have Pastor Gwen Chu bringing us the word today. We pray that this word will change your life.
Come on, begin to love on the Lord. Begin to love on the Lord. Give Him your worship. Give Him a worship today. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Him today. Oh, Shikarabara,
touch my heart. Now I'm on search.
Come on, sing your mercies.
And your mercies flows like a river.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
And healing comes from your hand. The suffering children are safe in your arms. There is none like you.
Your mercies flow.
Your mercies flows like a river. Suffering children are safe in your arms. There is none like you.
Sing it one more time. There is none.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do.
Worship will look like. If all of us came like that woman with the alabaster jar, I wonder what worship will look like in this church if everyone came prepared with an expectation in their hearts and in their spirit that God is ready to receive your worship. And God doesn't judge you, and God just wants all of you. Because worship is never about us. It's never about what songs we like. It's never about songs we know or don't know. It's always about Him. And I wonder what this church will look like if there was an expression of worship that was so genuine and so real from our hearts and our spirit, like that woman with that alabaster jar. If you want, you may be remain seated for a short while. I want the worship team to remain here. The team can pull up a scripture for me from Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, verse 3 to 9. Mark chapter 14, verse 3 to 9. Carry on. Mark 14, verse 3 to 9 says this. And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, "Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." In another version, it says, "It's worth a whole year's wages." And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always. And whenever you wish, you may do Whenever you wish, you may do to them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial of her. Thank you, Lord. Father, let your anointing flow today. Let us come before your presence, O God, recognizing, Lord, it is you and you alone that deserves all our worship. It is you and you alone that deserves all our praise. It is you and you alone, O God, that we come before, O God, and sing, O God, and just give you all the honor and glory. Because, God, worship shifts our focus from us, from ourselves, and from our issues, from our problems, O God, to a God that is bigger than all that. And to a God that is worthy of praise in spite of the good times, the trying times, and the mountaintop experiences and the valley low moments, oh God. It's still all about you and you still deserve it, Lord. So Lord, even as we come before your presence, let your presence, oh God, continue to linger around amongst us, oh God. Let you inhabit in the praises of your people as we worship you today, as we just go through, Father, this portion of scripture together. Lord, anoint me as I speak your word, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I wonder what worship will look like in this church if we came before the presence of God in this way. That woman came to the presence of Jesus. She knew that she was in trouble. When the moment that she's going to walk in there, I wonder what went in her mind, what was on her mind before she stepped into that house where Jesus was. She probably struggled in her heart and in her spirit. Should I go in? Should I not? Should I go in? Should I not? What are they going to say about me? What are they going to do? I have this deep longing. I want to worship Jesus because I know of His love. I know His forgiveness for me. But what when I walk in there, what's going to happen? Because there's so much judgment. Everybody knew who she was. In Luke chapter 7, when this particular scene was also repeated in that gospel, the Bible tells us that she is a sinful woman. Nobody really knows who she is. She's not named. But when Luke described her as a sinful woman, perhaps a prostitute, people in the town knew about her. So she came to that door and wondering to herself, should I step in? Should I not? Should I step in? Should I not? You know, I want to do this. I want to worship. I want to give my best to Him. But, you know, a lot of things are done, you know, what's going to happen? But I'm so glad she walked in. I'm so glad she walked in. But what happened in the church was something, what happened at that gathering in the house of Simon the leper was so disappointing. Because it was not the non-believers who were judging her, it was the Christians that were judging her. The moment she walked in, there were whispers among them. Read it in the account in the Luke. There were whispers among them. The disciples were whispering, oh my gosh, the woman is coming in. She's a prostitute. She's coming in. How dare she walk into this place? Oh my goodness. She's terrible. You know, she slept with that guy. You know that day? She slept with that guy. And then she went, oh my goodness. You know how many women she has? How guys she has? You know? And they all heard, and she heard it. She heard it. It was not non-believers. It was not outside people who were judging her. It was the people within the fold. I'm so glad she took that step of faith to come in to the presence of God, to the presence of Jesus. I'm asking us today, may this church be a church where the presence of God is so welcomed, and everyone who walks in this church will be so welcome, that you not look to the left, not look to the right and say, wow, this one got tattoo. Oh, this one like this one. Why like that? Why they come? Why a baju like this? Eh, wasn't he married last time to another guy, girl? How come now come in with another woman one? I pray and hope that this will not be a church that will judge anyone who walks in to this house. That this church will always be welcoming. That any woman, any man that walks in here and wants to give their praise to Jesus will feel it's okay. This is a safe space. Tell your neighbor, don't judge. Don't judge. We came in here to do one thing and one thing alone, which is to worship Jesus. I like this woman. She walks in here. They're whispering. They're all upset. They're all like, how dare she walk in? How dare? And this woman goes, Bartholomew, I'm not here to see you. Peter, move aside. I'm not here to see you. James, I'm not here to see you. I'm not here. You're talking about me? I'm not here to see you either, you know? I'm not here to see you. I came to see Jesus. It doesn't matter what other people say. She came because she had only one thing in her heart. She came to worship Jesus. Whatever burdens, whatever things that you have, some of you struggled to walk in here because you didn't feel like coming to church. Some of you struggled because perhaps some things that are going on in your life and you're struggling, you don't know how you're going to do this and you can't even lift up your hands to worship Him. But you came. You came with your broken alabaster jar. You came with your broken alabaster jar. You said, God, I don't have much to offer you. This week has been a horrible week. This season has been difficult.
If this message has encouraged you or inspired you, we hope that you will take the next step and visit our website. Follow us on social media to get connected. We have other messages and live gatherings that will bless your life. Now back to the Word.
I don't have much to offer you. People around me are judging me. People around me are saying things about me. Things have not gone the way it should have gone. I didn't wish that it would happen that way. I shouldn't have said certain things. I shouldn't have done certain things, but I did it. I don't have much. I don't even feel like waking up this morning. But you walked in here. Because it doesn't matter what anybody else says. You came to worship Jesus. And I'm so glad you came. I'm so glad you came even when you didn't feel like coming. I'm so glad you walked into this room to say, okay, what all these people say. You may be hurt by church, maybe be hurt by certain people in the church. You may be, don't quit church. Don't quit the very presence of God in your life. You still need the body of believers to come and minister to one another. Come and worship Him. She walked in. So I'm calling all of us, number one, don't judge. Because when revival breaks out, all sorts will walk into this place. I'm preparing you with an expectation that revival is breaking out and is going to break out even further in Glad Tidings. Amen. Amen. It will happen. It is happening. And we need to be prepared for it. Because when revival takes place, all sorts will walk in. And we as a church need to be ready for whoever that's going to come in and be ready to embrace and be ready to say, this is our King who loves every single one of us the same. Secondly, it's those of you who came, didn't want to come, didn't feel like coming, but you still came. You said, God, whatever it is, I still want to worship you. In my brokenness, I still want to worship you. In my moments, seasons of struggles that I'm going through, I still want to worship you. I still want to come into your presence. Because in the presence of God is fullness of joy. It's that redemptive power of Christ that turns our lives around. That's what it is. And lastly is this. She came and she offered something that was so valuable. I want to ask us this. Or rather, I want to say this to us. Don't offer Jesus a token of your praise. Sometimes we come in here, we come with an expectation, okay, so let's see what the worship team has to offer, what the preachers have to offer. You're not here for any one of us. If we sing the right songs, I'll sing louder. If it's not the right songs, okay, I'll tune out. Let me scroll my Facebook. We're not here to offer a token of praise. He doesn't need your spare change. He doesn't need your spare voices. Like as if without you singing, it's going to make a difference. He wants you to offer your best for Him. You come in here, get your hearts ready every week to worship the Lord. Come in here with a heart that is broken, with a heart that is in whatever form that you are in. You come in here and you say, God, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for all that you have done for me. If not for your grace, if not for your mercy, I will not be standing here today. That my family will not be where we are today. That my career will not be where I am today. That my business will not be where I am today. It's all because of the goodness and the grace of God in my life. And that's why I come in here with the most valuable thing in my life, which is my worship. And for that woman, all she had was that alabaster jar. And in those days, it cost so much. The women there then used to hang alabaster jars around their neck. This small jar. But it costs so much money. Once it's broken, it cannot be sealed back. Once it's broken, it cannot be sealed back. Once it's broken and that perfume comes out, it cannot be put back. You cannot cover it, put it back. There's no way of sealing it because they will fill it and they will put a wax around the cover of the alabaster jar. So once it's broken, it's broken. Everything has to be used. And perhaps that's what God is telling all of us. Come here into His presence with your alabaster jars. Is there value in your worship? I'm not talking about how we sing. I'm not talking about whether we sing in tune or not in tune. I'm not talking about whether we sing in time or not in time. I'm talking about our hearts. And God wants us to be aligned to Him today. That we come before His presence to worship Him with all that we have. With all that we have, broken. And you know what? The alabaster bar jar, as I said, the moment it's broken, it's open, everything has to be used. Everything has to be used. It's going to take up everything from you. Not just a part of you. Not just one portion of you. Today, I come and worship, you know, and then that's it. Tomorrow, I forget what had happened. Every part of us, every day of our lives, He wants it all. That cost of that alabaster jar, it says that it's worth a year's wages in Luke chapter 7. And a year's wages depends on who's you're comparing to. It's a few hundred, it's 100,000, 200,000 perhaps. Can you imagine over one jar poured onto Jesus? And sometimes we get so conscious, you know, how much are we giving to the Lord? You know, here and there, how much are we worshiping the Lord? And this woman gave her all. And the Bible says she will be remembered throughout time for what she has done. And what she did was so prophetic. Because this happened 2 days after the Passion Week when Jesus entered Jerusalem. And we're approaching Easter, approaching Good Friday. This incident happened 2 days after Jesus entered Jerusalem. And when she anointed Jesus with that spikenard oil and all the powerful perfume, powerful oil, it was amazing because usually, because it's so pure in its form, it will stay on the body for many, many days. Can you imagine when the Roman soldiers were whipping him? They smelt that anointing oil. They could still smell it. They could still sense it that something is so different about this man. Even when we whipped him, even when, you know, when we did all those things, when he was mixed with blood, that even more, you know, the sweat that came out, the smell even became even more greater and accentuated. What is this man? Who is this man? And as we approach Easter, Good Friday, in the weeks to come, the Lent, this whole season is the Lent season. May we bring our best worship to Jesus. Bring our best worship to Him. Because He wants us to give all of ourselves, not just a token of praise. Not just to come here to fulfill your weekly quota of coming to church. It's never about that. And I believe that this church and all our people here, we've not come just to fulfill a quota. We've come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Why is this space open? Because this is a worship space that we want you to express yourselves in any way, along the aisles, wherever, express yourself to Jesus. As a space that is given so that we can worship Him with all our hearts, in whatever way, however you want, in that sense. He will take delight in what He hears and sees from our hearts. Amen. Amen. I didn't expect to preach this. It was a totally different message in the first service. But I told the pastors, I said, I struggled with three messages this weekend. And I just felt that the Lord wanted to release this to us here in this service. Online, you come before the presence of God, worshiping Him. Don't just tune in your pajamas and in with your coffee in your hand. Come with the reverence and awe that God is right there as you sing praises to Him. Can somebody say amen? Come with a heart that is ready to give Him the praise. It's okay. We're broken. It's okay. Come. That's all He requires. A heart, a broken spirit and a contrite heart. He will not despise. He will not despise. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's worship the Lord. I don't know what you guys are going to do, but thank you, Lord.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you.
Worship space once again. I just sense in my heart that we've got to come before the presence of God and just say, God, this is all we have, our lives. It doesn't matter what we've gone through. Some of us are struggling and you struggled to come today, but you came and the Lord take this delight in that worship. And some of you may be still struggling because your family, your children, they're still not all quite there. Things are still not what you hoped it would be, but you still came. You still came and you're praying and believing for that breakthrough in your life, in your family, in your children, in your business, whatever it may be. But I want you to know that you come before the presence of the Lord, and let's worship God with all our hearts, our souls, and our minds, and just give Him the best that we can, our alabaster jar. When we break it, there is no turning back. Let it flow. Let the presence of God flow through your life and let the worship flow in and through your life as you offer up to Him, minister to Him. He will pour out into your lives as well. Thank you, Lord Shikarabasanda. So wherever you're at, come on, just make space. Come out to the altar. Come out to the altar. Let's worship the Lord as a church. We're preparing for what God is going to do. We're preparing for what He's going to do in our lives and in our hearts, in our spirit. Shikarabasikarabashandalabaradiyanda. Oh, if you're struggling, if you're going through whatever situations you are going through, just begin to come out. We say, God, I don't have much. I don't have much, Lord, but I'm just going to give my worship to you. I don't have much, but this is my worship unto you. Oh, my marriage is still broken, and Lord, relationships are still broken, but God, I come to you just as I am. Come on, worship the Lord, worship the Lord, worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Take delight in what you hear, Lord.
One more time.
We worship you, Lord. Lord. We worship you, Lord. Ala la my soul. Ala la la la. If you're a believer, I just want you to continue to worship the Lord with your eyes closed, your heads bowed. Perhaps some of us here in this place, if not received Jesus as your personal Savior and your Lord, and you don't understand what's going on, but you just feel that such a powerful presence right here. That's the love of Christ. That's wanting you to come to be with Him and He in you. He wants to come into your heart and come to your life to be His Lord, to be your Lord and to be your Savior. You are His child. And if that's you, perhaps you've been coming here and you just sense that, you know, you sense that and you say, God, I want to come to you. I want to be your child and I want to feel this love in my heart. At the count of three, why don't you lift your hands to the Lord? We want to pray with you. We want to welcome you to this family because God loves you so much. And He wants that amazing grace that saved each and every one of us. It's that amazing grace that saved that woman with that alabaster jar who did not have anything else to offer, who felt so low about herself, but yet she came and God loved her just the same. And if that's you, at the count of three, I want you to lift your hands to the Lord and give us the honor and privilege to pray with you and to welcome you to the family of God. One, two, three. Is there anyone here? You want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, as your Lord, and begin to worship Him all the days of your life? If that's you, I want you to raise your hands to the Lord. You may not understand it. You may not see. You don't even understand what's going on. But God wants you. God wants you. God wants you. He's here. He's waiting for you. He wants you to come. And He wants to come into your life to be your Lord, to be your Savior. Is there anyone here? You can give me the honor and privilege to pray with you. If that's you, just raise your hands to the Lord. If you brought a friend, why don't you just turn to your friend and ask them and check with them. Do you want to receive Jesus? Let Jesus come into your heart and come to your life. If that's you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everyone else, come on, just begin to pray. Just continue to worship the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone? 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 Just a few more moments. Thank you, Lord. Kiraba sharaba radianda raba sika raba shandala baraba sika raba shandala baradianda. Kirianda raba sika raba shandala baraba raba sika raba shika raba sanda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's all pray this prayer together. And if that's you and you just want to say that prayer, and I just want you to believe it with all your heart, sincerely trusting the Lord that God's going to come into your heart, into your life. Thank you, Lord. Let's all say this prayer together. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love. When you accepted us for who we are, we could never clean ourselves. We could never clean our own mess. But you loved us so much that you died for our mess. And you took away all our sins. Forgave us of our sins. And you called us your own. Today, I accept you as my personal Savior and my Lord. And I thank you for your love. Walk with me throughout this life. Help me to worship you every day of my life. To give of my best. To give of my all. As I honor and I serve you. I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you have been encouraged, make sure to follow us on Spotify. To get connected or find out more about the life of our church, visit us on our website at gladtidings.my or follow us on social media. Have a blessed week.